Hello, this is Moll speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 29th of March 2017, and this is the 555th Moll Out Loud podcast. I'm talking to you from Hobart today. A couple of hours ago, the sky was really blue with white scudding clouds. It was somewhere between 25 and 26 degrees. And I've just been for a walk with my friend, who I go walking with. And during that time, it went from 25 degrees to 12. And poured with rain. So I've just been peeling off my very, very wet clothes. I was absolutely drenched to the bone. So I've now got my pyjama bottoms on and a big, thick jumper and woolly socks. And I will have a hot bath later, but I'm also going to make myself something hot to eat. I'm not quite sure what yet. So I'm definitely back in Tasmania. It's definitely not Sydney anymore. They've had lots of rain, but I don't think probably quite such a temperature drop. Things can happen so suddenly here. I did see on the forecast that it said there was rain was coming, but I just couldn't believe it because the sky looked so still and unrainy. But maybe this is exactly what I need. It's a sort of grounding exercise. I know in the past when I've travelled back from Europe, the first walk on Loch Lofty brings me back home. And during the day-to-day, I have felt quite unsettled. I've sort of sat down and then got up again, partly because there are lots of silly tasks that I need to do, but I think it was more in my mind. My energy was really good while I was away and extended last night. I came off the plane and then I went into the writer's cave and wrote for a couple of hours and then came back on the bus and then I had a meeting with my Hexenschuss group, this time including the people in England, an online meeting, I hasten to add, which was, it's always great, but it was very vibrant last night. And I went to bed and my eyes just stayed wide, wide open for what felt like hours and hours. Anyway, I don't feel as if I got a lot of sleep. I think I've just, over the last few days, I've got a bit overexcited and today I'm beginning to feel a bit as if I need to calm down and give myself a good night's sleep. I'll have this hot bath and I do hope I've got some Epsom salts. I have a horrible feeling that I used them up before I left, but with any luck, there might be some there. Anyway, a hot bath will be nice even without Epsom salts. One of the things about being away and staying with in other people's places makes me realise what a student mess I live in most of the time, and how lovely it is to live in an ordered environment or stay in an ordered environment, in a grown-up ordered environment. And I know that each time that happens, each time I come home from having done that, I feel this great resolve to do something about my state of chaos. But then often inertia overtakes me. Partly inertia and partly that I stop seeing the contrast. So I don't know at the moment. I actually really want to spend time on my novel rather than changing my surroundings too much. So I'm not sure whether that will take me anywhere, but it's a good thing to remind myself of, just to come home and see my place through through eyes that have seen other things, and maybe even see them as a stranger might see them, if they came. So I've been fiddling with my novel today, fiddling with the outline, trying to jot down some things that I've been thinking about in conversation with other people. And I've done that, but I'm a bit unsure of the next stage. I somehow need to get a bit of an overview. I have some things set out that I've said that I would do with Emma Darwin, and they include writing this second timeline and also trying to maybe making cards for the whole book. So that those things are both in my mind as things I need to do, but I also feel I need some thinking time from all the input that I've had at the weekend, and also to work out what things are most pertinent to what I have a gut feeling about needing to do. But everything feels quite big at the moment. I need to find a way of picking up one thread and then following it through. So with any luck, I'll be able to do that. But tomorrow Friday is a mole day and a murmurs day. And usually on the day before, I do start thinking about that a bit. So I may only read and make notes around the novel and not start getting too stuck into it, and wait until I've written murmurs and then really put aside big chunks of time. I do hope that you've had a good day today, that the vicissitudes of the weather have been entertaining rather than alarming, that you have felt engaged with your work. And I thank you very much for listening today, as always. And I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.